This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Today we're taking care of that bloating issue that you might have, particularly because we're in winter and so many people change their diets during winter, obviously because temperatures are dropping. So you want the hearty, the snacky food, you're feeding cravings during this time of the year. But let's find out from a clinical dietitian what kinds of foods are contributing to our bloating. Zebu Precious Mudao is joining me on the line. Good morning and thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Morning, Kathanyo. How are you?
I am great, my darling. We're talking about bloating during the winter season particularly. So why do people tend to experience more bloating and weight gain during the winter months compared to other seasons?
It's definitely the kind of food that we are taking now during winter. You think of magwinya or your fat pain.
Yeah.
I would like to say anything made of white flour, they contribute a lot in weight gaining. And then also with the bloating.
Sure.
I will maybe start with the common food that we are taking.
Okay.
Our kota is just, it's made out of like your white bread. They love putting your polony inside, the fried chip. Those are the things that are contributing in terms of feeling bloated. And also the other fried food. Fried food like your fried chicken, your fried papad, anything that is fried is also contributing to the bloating part. And the other thing that we normally take, that we're currently taking, we have famous soup that we love, bean soup. Your beans, your cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, those vegetables that we are mostly commonly using for our soup. And talk about the alternative that we can use. But with the beans is fermenting in the intestine. In that fermentation, it causes the gas. And that's where the bloating comes in.
Sure. You spoke about alternative foods. What are those alternatives?
Rather use lentils.
Okay.
To make soup. Your spinach, your carrots, I'm saying like vegetables, even the onions, you can still add them like the normal way you cook soup. But what needs to be done is just to add lentils in place of beans. Some people can tolerate, but most of the people are struggling, those who are struggling with bloating, rather omit or take away the beans and the cabbage inside the soup.
So for me, particularly on a cold day, what I love is just a warm meal. So our beef stews, your oxtails with pap and cabbage, those are they also contributing factors in terms of the meats? Do we have maybe a preparation method that contributes to bloating? Or how do we then interact with, you know, shebo and a plate of food?
In terms of meat, you mentioned about the oxtail.
Yeah.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. But you also mentioned if there is too much cabbage, like I mentioned earlier, it can contribute. And what we are eating with, remember, if you're eating soup, sometimes you eat with your fat cakes.
Yeah.
It's already fried. I mean, white flour.
Yeah.
On its own, it contributes to weight gain. It also contributes to bloating. Simply means what you need to look at, does my food contribute, has the white flour in it? If it has, it's not going to work. Then how then do I eat? Now it's winter, I need to keep myself warm.
Yeah.
You can still consider cooking your oats, like well-prepared oats. Cook is warm and it's also good with, in terms of weight management. And yeah, besides keeping you warm, it's healthy and the body can easily digest it.
Absolutely.
And another thing that is also contributing, remember people are taking a lot of fluid, they are no longer taking pure water.
Okay.
Pure water also helps facilitate the digestion. And then now people are taking excess tea and coffee. Caffeine alone is causing discomfort, or caffeine irritates the digestion, and then it worsens the symptoms of acid reflux and stomach discomfort. I would rather suggest one can just drink one cup of coffee. In between, you can just drink warm water. Those who can't tolerate warm water as it is, they can just add a bit of a lemon juice for the tasty part of it. But let it be more of pure water to keep yourself warm and proper digestion.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Zibu, for this conversation. We hear you. We are staying away from the Magwinya this winter. It's going to be tough, but we are going to try our best. Thank you so much for chatting with me this morning.
It's so doable. Once you can do it for 5 days, it becomes, yeah. 5 days, 10 days, it becomes a lifestyle, and you just know that after that, you don't want to suffer the effects of weight gain, You just need to make a mindful decision.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Tibu. How do people get in touch with you for your services as a clinical dietitian?
They can contact me also on social media, Zibu Precious, Facebook, and my number is 072-367-8033. 072-367-8033.
Thank you so much for your time, and do enjoy the rest of the day. Magwinya, guys, and I've been seeing them flying around the office lately. The past week or two have been a Magwinya kind of breakfast situation in this office. So I'm going to spread the word. I know they are listening, all of them. So they definitely know Magwinya is not good for the bloating. But ultimately, I mean, we've always known that it's not good for the weight maintenance, right? So I want to find out from you. Do you eat, or your eating habits, do they change during the winter seasons? Let us know how cold the weathers affect your appetite, your digestion, and even the bloating. My number is 079-8896-226. Let me know if you do change your eating habits during winter, or if you stay consistent in terms of your diet.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.